AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Matt, Patrick. Patrick, I have to start off today with incredibly sad news. I mean, really, really sad news. Danielle Stella did not win the Republican primary in the Minnesota 5th.
Job left.
That's right. The melodic tones of Danielle Stella and Les. Oh, sweet Lord. Unless she decides to run in a third party race. I think the last we've heard of Danielle Stella, at least this election cycle. I am broken up, Patrick, about this.
Bratton and I were already addressing your grieving over this on yesterday's show we did.
Well, I don't. What's the point of living anymore? Come on, Patrick.
I know, it's terrible, right?
Did you hear the virtual debate that she did? I mean, it just was puncher. It was like watching Apocalypse Now. The further you went into it, the deeper into the mental psyche you went. And there wasn't much there. It was like an empty sandbox with a bunch of cats. Oh, my God. It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Oh, come on. Although, apparently, we've got a loon ball who's won on Minnesota 4. This is a 4th District Congresswoman, Betty McCollum's seat, okay? The CLO of White Bear Lake, a former deputy city attorney, was edged out by Gene Reitzickel, a self-employed farmer, property manager, and self-taught legal expert. Please tell me he talks like this. I wouldn't put it past him. He might just... Gene for People is his website. It is a, wow, it is multicolored text. The City Pages has the story on this guy. This guy is 1,000% loon ball. The World Health Organization, this is the Republican winner of the primary in St. Paul for Minnesota 4. Gene for People, Satan, WHO. Released the bioweapon COVID-19. So why is Satan's arm, the WHO, in control of solving the bioweapon attack upon the people of the world? Satan, WHO, caused the deaths of a bioweapon. Sounds like a Doctor Who villain, doesn't it? Satan, WHO. Justice Scalia was murdered because the Supreme Court interfered with Obama's climate policy. After the Congressional Committee on the Un-American Activities is established, do any of the other candidates in Congress in the district have the courage, inspiration of God of holding a full-fledged congressional hearings into how and why Justin Scalia died? Why no security team for Justice Scalia? Who gained the most from Scalia's death? Why feds? Why Texas? No autopsy in death of Justice Scalia. Prince in Minnesota given autopsy. Don't be bringing Prince into this. Get Prince out of your mouth. Friday, June 6, 2016, Pioneer Press says Prince died of overdose of painkillers. Autopsy confirms. Why was the body of Justice Scalia brought into El Paso, Texas, and across the border into Mexico to be embalmed? Was that the? I don't think that's what happened, dude. Why did this all take place in the area of Texas that voted 70% for Obama? In the last election, the sheriff, the judge, John Poindexter, all Obama supporters. Well, we're not done here. Well, Gene for Congress will start the Committee for Un-American Activities to start congressional hearing into how Justice Scalia died just days after the Supreme Court blocking of the Paris Climate Change Accord Summit. The hearings into how Justice Scalia died just days after the Paris Climate Accord was blocked. That's not a repeat, by the way. He wrote it twice. Would be 1,000 times more important than the Watergate hearings. Watergate hearings caused Republican control of Minnesota House to collapse. Then he goes on to the history lesson there. The Bible forbids us from voting for lawyers. So, and by the way, C.L. Lowe was an attorney, although he says he's a self-made attorney. The Met Council is a tool of the United Nations, and both must be abolished. Trump's election was a defeat for the Beast of the Earth. That is a Doctor Who villain, right? That's Tom Baker. That's Fourth Doctor stuff right there. Tonight's episode, Beast of the Earth. Get my jelly babies. Okay, this is an interesting. I'll just read this here. Isn't Mark Dayton, Attorney General, and the city's prosecutors at fault for causing the police to hate guns? It's what? It's a constitutional right of the people. Okay. Yeah. All right. He is in. He, but I don't have the voice. I need the oh, come on. Well, I hope my day, it has not been all dark clouds losing Danielle Stella. I will say I did get on out. We got back out for a walk today. Murphy Hanrahan Park Reserve, Burnsville. I was in you today. Have you ever been down there? To that park down there, Patrick?
I have not.
I've never have either. It's magnificent. It's lovely. I want to give a warning, though. Okay, and this is I haven't had to do this too much. I mean, if I've gone to like Mounds Park, Indian Mounds Park over in St. Paul and stuff like that, that where you have a big hill. This place had some hills, and I wasn't anticipating. It wasn't like it was down on the Minnesota River, and you had to hike up the big hill there. No, it was inland, but there were some hills. I came out. I think we did 2.5 miles. I felt like I had just run a 10K. I mean, it was I was soaked. It was So it is not. If you want to take your time and it's a cooler day, beautiful. Bring the bug dope. You'll need it. But the trails, spectacular. I'll get some photos on a little bit later on today. But as I was driving by, I saw, of course, the Burnsville Center, and then I was remiss to see the Tennessee Real Estate Investment Trust that owns Burnsville Center said it would cooperate with foreclosures proceedings for the Suburban Mall and three of its other shopping centers. CBL Properties said in the final public financial statements earlier this year that Burnsville Center had experienced a decline in income due to store closures and rent reductions. According to second quarter results released last week, CBL Properties' overall same center net operating income declined a third for the 3 months ending June 30th. So, doesn't mean Burnsville Center is closing. It just means that the owning company is in foreclosure. What that means, I don't know. It could mean that Burnsville Center has to close. I would be surprised if it does. That is a massive area of shopping areas. It was always funny. I used to live in Iowa. And people would say to me, it's like, oh, I went up to the Twin Cities this weekend. So, well, what did you do? So, well, I went to Burnsville Center. So, you didn't go to the Twin Cities. You went to Burnsville. It's like saying I went to Chicago. Well, where'd you go? Rockford. No, you didn't go to Chicago. You went to Rockford. You didn't go to – there's a little difference there. You went to Burnsville. Don't be bragging about going to Burnsville. You know, it's – you know, if you were up on, you know, Eat Street, or you up in downtown, or, you know, even – I'll give you – like Diamond Lake Road area. I'll even give you that. That's Minneapolis. You went in the cities. You went to Burnsville. But, well, I'll have to see how that goes down there. Obviously, a lot of jobs. We don't want to see that go away. So I'm going to be interested to see what happens there. All right. So I got to bring up what happened yesterday during the show. During the show, we got word that the Senate Republicans, out of the blue, decided to fire the commissioner for the Department of Labor and Industry, who is Nancy Lepink. Lepink, I believe is how you say it. I'll say it. Nancy Lepink. Or Lepink. Might be Lepink. Anyway, Nancy was let go, very surprised. I mean, the Democrats in the Senate had no idea this vote was coming up. It clearly was a coordinated vote. This was the plan all along. I will get to that in a second. But what had happened is that Governor Walz had appointed Nancy LePink to the commissioner role for labor and industry in early 2019. And the Senate Republicans specifically had not approved her, had not had voted to approve her. So yesterday, now we talked about this on Tuesday, I think it might have been Tuesday. The special election was supposed to be kind of a dud. You can't have any financial bills come up because of the bonds going to market at this point. So there was nothing there. There was one bill about, you know, money to go to disabled families for daycare. So that was one thing. But nothing else was supposed to be on the agenda. I mean, the Republicans were going to come on out talking about the greatest injustice of all time, that Governor Walz has got emergency powers during a pandemic. And then the Senate would have voted to remove his emergency powers with one or two coward Democrats going along with him. I don't have any problem saying that. The House was going to vote to basically keep him in, so we're done. And then out of the blue, Gazelka says, we're going to have a vote to confirm the commissioner. And on party lines, once again, very unexpected, on party lines, they voted out LePink, Nancy LePink, out of office. Now, mind you, I want to make sure we completely and totally understand this as it happens. This woman is the head of worker health and safety during a pandemic. And these guys, after a year and a half on the job, out of pettiness because they were angry with Governor Walz still having emergency power. Mind you, what Republicans want to do is the same thing that Georgia is doing and Florida is doing and Texas is doing, which is open up everything, have no regulations, everyone gets sick, and basically then look at the Democrats and say, well, you should have stopped us. That is not a good game plan. And I, frankly, I'm just shocked at this death cult that the Republican Party has become, including the Minnesota Republican Party. But you don't get rid of the person who is worker health and safety out of this. Now, his entire argument, and I'm going to read this. This is the tweet that he put out after the fact to try to justify this. Removing a commissioner is serious business entrusted to the Senate. The governor picks, the Senate confirms. I privately told the governor in February that the Dolly DOLI commissioner was not working out. I asked him to find something else for her. That didn't happen. Today she was not confirmed. Not confirmed. Yeah, bitter. You can imagine, you know, midnight oil there with his anger and fury. Anyway, Johnny Skintag leads the Republicans in the Senate to basically, you know, throw her out of office. And they did. I mean, she's off the website, everything, right away. Now, I want to make sure I point out this, because is his entire argument, Paul Gazelka, is his entire argument 6.5 months ago in February, 6.5 months ago, I told Governor Walz I didn't like her, and that was it. That's your entire argument to remove this woman from position. This is your entire argument. 6.5 months ago, you said you weren't really happy with the choice. And today, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you just say, no, we're not going to have her in there anymore. During a pandemic, the woman in charge of safety for workers in the state. Wow. That is, you suck at management, dude. Seriously, Gazelka, you are horrible at managing people. Because there's not a business on this planet that if that was the justification, well, 6.5 years ago, I told her manager I wasn't very happy and nothing else has happened in 6.5 months. So we just fired her today. They looks like, well, you can't do that. That's firing without cause. And this woman, once again, has been working for a year and a half with no problems and minimal problems. And so and once again, there's no paper trail here. This is I told Governor Walz this. Well, his excuse is incredibly weak. Also, if I can point out, wait a minute here. This is this your whole argument to win back suburban women voters? Because if you haven't checked, suburban women voters are turning away from the Republican Party in droves. Here you have a woman who is working for the state, a professional, someone who should be respected, someone who has got a lot of accolades, someone who has done a great job. By all accounts, she has done a very good job. I've seen very little negative. As a matter of fact, the only negative thing I've seen from her about her was something from the Chamber of Commerce, and then this facade, I think it's a lie. I think it's a lie that Gazelka is making up. But this is it. Everyone else has said this woman, LePink, has been absolutely fantastic. Has been absolutely fantastic. Your argument to win over female suburban voters is that you fired a woman who was doing her job effectively because you were mad at a white guy over there. Okay. How do you think that's going to resonate? I can tell you how it's going to resonate. They've shut down. They haven't really talked at all. Initially, there was a lot of big talk from the Republicans about, we got him, zinger, zinger. We got him. We got Governor Walz. We got his Commissioner of Labor and Industry. We got her. We got her. And then all of a sudden someone says, you know, I don't think it's going to play very well that you just fired a woman from her job, not because she was incompetent, but because you were having a petty little temper tantrum over Governor Walz' emergency powers during a pandemic. And so you fired her for just basically being nearby the governor. Do you think that that's really going to play in the suburbs? I mean, my God, I mean, that's GOP misogyny on display. You're too big of cowards to take on Governor Walz. So you go on out there and you fire a woman who's out there just doing her job, a professional woman who deserves more respect than what you gave her. And you can her just because she was a chick, right? Is that what it was? Is that what it was, Paul Gazelka? Because she was a woman? Because I can't. It doesn't make any damn sense why you would fire this woman outside of your just petty small people. And by the way, like I said, now all of a sudden they're not bragging too much because they're realizing, oh, I don't think this is resonating with suburban women as much as we thought it would. I don't think that the state is rallying to our cause to slowly fire all the governor's commissioners because we don't like the governor having emergency powers during a pandemic. But it was Kurt Dowd that gave up the ghost. Yes, that Kurt Dowd. K-Dog. I haven't talked about K-Dog in a while. Well, because he's relatively irrelevant. But he became very relevant yesterday. I'm going to take a break. I'll come on back, talk a little bit more about this. Other things to get to today. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. And right now, Cafe Latte has reopened to indoor dining at 50% capacity. So come check out their pizza and wine bar or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
Hi, I'm Alicia Luther-Tom, certified financial planner with an all-women team at RBC Wealth Management. Making sure you and your loved ones can live comfortably in the future starts with the choices you make today. During times like these, having a trusted investment team is more important than ever. We practice social distancing and can work with clients remotely. This is Alicia Luther-Toms at 612-770-4460 or alicia.luther.toms@rbc.com.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
During this stay-at-home time, many of us are getting around to what needs doing at home. So how is your vacuum cleaner running? Is it time to get it repaired or maybe even replaced? Great news! A1 Vacuum in Roseville is open for curbside service. We're here from 10 until 2, Monday through Saturday. Give us a call at 651-222-6316 to place your order for curbside supplies, repairs, or replacements. Find more information and updates at a-1vacuum.com.
You waited and now you save. Zero Resin AM950 are partnering for an end-of-summer carpet cleaning sale. This month you can get 3 rooms of carpet Zero Res clean for just $119. Their patented powered water will clean the toughest messes and won't leave behind any of those smelly stains. Plus, keep the air in your home fresh by taking $50 off your air duct cleaning. But you have to mention AM950 when you call to get these big savings. That's 952-0-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com.
I, at one point when I was doing comedy improv in town here, I did a version of Carl Sagan singing this song. Feel my heat taking you higher. Burn with me, heavens on fire. Angels cry with desire. Feel my heat, heavens on fire. There you go. Thank you very much. Yeah. Carl Singer, Sagan singing Kiss. You never know what you're going to get on this show. Kurt Doubt. So let's review. The Senate cowards, out of the blue without announcing it, decide they're going to retaliate against Governor Walz for having emergency powers during a pandemic. And once again, Governor Walz has been a major reason this state hasn't been as bad as it would have been under a Republican. But they're upset that Governor Walz still has emergency powers, so they retaliate by firing his commissioner of labor and industry. And I have to ask, Gazelka, did you fire her because she was a woman? Did you fire her because she was a woman? Is that how you play the game? Because your Republican Party doesn't have a lot of good history with women. It just doesn't. You guys are horrible to women. Yeah, I remember when you were saying that they don't need equal pay. I remember that. God, you guys are horrible human beings. Really, you are. Anyway, so I could you answer that? Did you fire her because she was a woman? Can we ask that to Paul Gazelka? So he fires her, says he fires her because 6.5 months ago he told Governor Walz that I don't like her. And so 6.5 months later, he decides this is his validation for it. He's fired her. They fired her as petty retaliation. That's what it was. That's all it was. And then, like I said, I mean, if this is the Republicans' plan to win back suburban women voters, I think most suburban women voters would not feel too good if they all of a sudden got canned from their job because some guy did something in a different department and you were the one that took the fall for it. So I think that's why a lot of the Republicans are all of a sudden going mum on this issue, is I don't think this is resonating like they thought. But there was an interesting tweet from this House Minority Leader, mute button himself, K-Dog. That's right, Kurt Doubt. So Kurt Doubt last night, yesterday, about almost a day ago, puts out this tweet after the commissioner of the labor and industry was canned unceremoniously by the Republicans. Looks like the Senate is executing a prisoner today. Ha, ha, ha! Yeah, Kurt! Oh, that Kurt comic styling's coming on through! Executing people! Oh, gosh! That's always hilarious when you talk about executing someone! Ha! God, you're a pathetic human being, dude. I'll get to that in a sec. But he says, the Senate is executing a prisoner today, which puts forward he gave up the ghost. You know, Gazelka, I know you have no control over the House, but someone needs to go slap Kurt Doubt around because he gave up the ghost when he's saying it looks like the senator is executing a prisoner today, because it's very clear to me that what Kurt Doubt is saying is the Senate Republicans have specifically not authorized and validated the commissioners so that if they have to fire them as a strong arm technique, they'll do it. And so even though this is a woman in charge of the health and safety of workers in the state, they executed her from her job, a la Kirk Doubt. And it sounds like this is what they're going to do, that every month there's going to be a sacrificial lamb, that the Republicans are just going to fire a commissioner just because they can as a way to send a message. That's what I think they're going to be doing. Other people pointed out that, wow, Kurt, you just kind of gave up the ghost there. The fact that you're bragging about the Senate purposely executing prisoners today, which, by the way, very terrorist, very Al-Qaeda of you. That's great imagery. I mean, that is just like Al-Qaeda. Kurt Doubt is just like Al-Qaeda on that. Wow. But then he gets this Lisa Braun doubles. Perhaps my greatest failing in life is that you, as your Sunday school teacher, you learn nothing about being a kind person. This is Lisa directed to Kurt. Kurt stands up. Now, first of all, I'll get to that. Kurt's a Christian? Oh, my God. I'll get to that in a sec. But Kurt Doubt, he is ready to stand up for himself. Oh, boy. K-Dog is ready. Reading from K-Dog's tweet. I'm actually a very kind person. There was a young mom with her daughter in front of me at Walmart a couple weeks ago whose card was declined, and while she was scrambling to figure out what to do, I paid $60 for her groceries. Oh, so Christian to brag. Oh, there was one time I was at band camp. Oh, my God, Kurt. Oh, my God, Kurt. There is nothing more Christian than bragging about every kind deed that you do. Now, also, I want to skip past the fact that the reason this woman's card was declined is pretty much because of Republican policy. Whatever the case may have been, the Republicans created this mess. So you paying $60 for her groceries is just basically you trying to make good on the policies you have passed that have hurt this person. I mean, have you read your bills? Dear God, man, they are horrible. They are horrible. And they're not very Christian. And just to let you know, Kurt, I love talking Bible stuff. Kurt, if you're a Christian. No, you're not a Christian. You're not a Christian for this reason. If you're a Christian, you follow Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the four books of the Bible that talk about Jesus' life. That's what makes Christians Christians. We are not Jews because we believe in Jesus was God come to earth. And so Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, story of Jesus, da-da-da-da. Kurt, you on almost a daily basis ignore Matthew, the book of Matthew. Good chunk of Luke, too. Mark and John, there's large portions of that. You're one of those Christians who takes a few portions of Leviticus and Paul's letters to the Romans and Malachi and maybe some of Timothy, and you act as if, see, Jesus, it backs up my political points of view, Jesus. And someone points out, well, that's not Matthew, Mark. I'm Jesus. It's Jesus. I'm Jesus. That's Kurt Doubt. Kurt, you suck as a Christian, dude. I'm just going to, as a Catholic. Hey, don't get me wrong. I mean, the fact that I'm calling you out for this and telling you suck, that's probably not very Christian either. But at least I can understand that about myself. You suck at being Christian. And if anything, what I'm trying to do is take my Christianity back. So don't sit there and talk about one time at band camp, I bought $60 of groceries for a woman. Fine. Good. Nicely done. Sure, you know, maybe if you had policies in place, if you were, I don't know, the minority leader of the Minnesota House, you could have actually done some bills that wouldn't require you to have to whip out a credit card to give that woman food. God forbid, Kurt. But God, don't you act as if you got any piety in you. Dear Lord, your Republican Party, they are the least Christian group of people I've ever seen. And yes, Jesus was a Middle Eastern Jew, so he didn't look like he was the backup drummer for ABBA. Just saying. Dear Lord. Dancing Queen. Seriously, how did that happen? He was a Middle Eastern Jew. He didn't look like he was from, he wasn't a Nordic wear version of him, okay? Patrick, a little hesitant to answer the phones, but by the way, call 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's get Gary Bear on in here. Gary, welcome on in.
Hi, Matt. You know, Trump's back at birthism together. This time it's Kamala, and I was watching the news today, and then he called her angry women. I think he used that nasty remark again before. And I'll tell you what, who can't be angry, at least most of us, the last 3 years, except for his followers. And anyways, another thing, the Republicans are crying about deficits again. I think they're scared they're going to lose the White House. So the debt they build up, they cry about it when they're out of office.
Absolutely. So. No, and Gary, of course the Republican Party is going racism. Who was it that said it? Someone said it. It was Colbert. I think it was Colbert. He said, they're attacking Biden and Harris like they have no idea how to attack them because they weren't expecting them. They thought it was going to be Bernie, or they thought it was going to be Elizabeth Warren, or they thought Dream Day, it would be another round with Hillary. And here's Biden, the one candidate that he went, clearly Trump was scared of him because he was begging Ukraine for dirt on the guy. And now he's terrified of Kamala Harris because she's got, she's one of the best vice presidential picks I've ever seen. Seriously, she is really good. And so what are they doing? Racism, birtherism, that's all they've got. So Kurt Dowd, thank you very much for letting the cat out of the bag. That the Senate Republicans, clearly this looks like it was the plan. When you say the Senate is executing a prisoner today, that sort of tells us all what really happened in the Senate. Gazelka, you're a coward. You are a coward. You really are. Paul Gazelka, the Senate Majority Leader, you and the entire leadership of that Senate is everything wrong with this country today. And I know you thought to yourself, we got him! We got him! But all of a sudden, now you're looking around and everyone's looking at you like, wow, you're horrible. And wow, you just fired a woman for something that because you're angry about something she has nothing to do with. And you're realizing the narrative that you're trying to run with is not working. So now you want to change the subject. Well, to hell with all you people, because we're going to vote your asses out and we're going to take over the Senate and we're going to take over the House. We're going to fix this state because you guys are worthless. The Minnesota Republican Party is worthless. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. Minnesota update when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Why must the world be so cold? They've gone against what was told. Thinking rape is cool? Think about it. They think it's not wrong. Violence against women, the rape, the abuse, the emotional, physical, they all hold the hate. Think about it. Is it right or wrong? What attracts you? I'm not saying no names, but you laugh. Talk about it like nothing is wrong. Think about it. They all hold the hate. Gotta stop the violence. Stop the hate. Think about it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, everybody. This is Santita Jackson of AM 950's new daily morning drive show, The Santita Jackson Show. Minneapolis, St. Paul, I couldn't be more excited about starting our days together. Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll bring you the best progressive talkers, thinkers, and doers. And there's one more seat at the table, and that belongs to you. Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central, morning drive on AM 950, Minnesota's Progressive Voice, The Santita Jackson Show.
Hi, Matt McNeil from AM 950. Toyota is making the best vehicles on the market today. The Highlander, the RAV4, Camry, Sienna, all their models are sensational, designed for the driver. Once you realize which Toyota vehicle is best for you, the next step is to head over to the best Toyota dealership in Minnesota, Rudy Luther Toyota. Getting the best vehicle at the best dealership is important, and I trust them, period. Head over, tell them I told you to stop on in. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis.
And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your internet marketing can do for you, but what you can do for your marketing.
Hi, this is Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. Coronavirus has challenged every small business owner. What you can do for your internet marketing today will likely determine how your business pivots and recalibrates to find and retain new customers online. Social Media MN offers uncomplicated, results-driven, and affordable internet marketing solutions. Call us today for a hassle-free consultation at 763-244-4058. That's 763-244-4058. Or visit us online at socialmediamn.com. That's socialmediamn.com.
You know what, guys? We're all furious that the governor's still having emergency powers. Let's go fire the DNR head. Hey, guys. I'm furious Governor Walz has still got emergency powers during this pandemic. Let's go fire the Commissioner for Agriculture. Yeah!
Oh, you know, just... Hey, nice job firing a woman for doing her job. Way to go there, Republicans. Hey, eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week, Nightingale. Stop on by, 26 in Lindale. Now, they got some limited outdoor seating and some limited patio seating. The full menu is ready to go for a curbside takeout with wine every day from 10 until 4, or excuse me, 4 until 10. Dyslexia. 4 until 10. They, of course, got their great food menu there. You can check it out at nightingalempls.com, nightingalempls.com. And even if you are not going to be getting food, go over to that website, get the staff support t-shirts. There's a lot of businesses that are having troubles. There really are. And this is not going to get good anytime soon, especially with these Republicans who are demanding there be liability waivers for these meat processing plants that knowingly killed the members of their community. Not just their workers, not just the workers' families, but many people in the community. And that is what the Republicans are demanding, that they get the liability waiver and protect these people from who knowingly killed and sickened their own employees. You know what? There's not going to be help coming from the federal government anytime soon. So help out any way you can. Help out that musician. If you got a local band here that's you're a fan of, go to their website. Find a T-shirt. Find a cap. Buy it. Go help out First Avenue. Go help out all those music venues if you can. It'd be great. And the restaurants, please, if you can go on out there, help them out, too. Help out by either getting some food to go, or even if you're not looking for food, go buy a T-shirt. Help out these staffs, because these are the people that are really going to be hurting. And our economy is going to be hurting if we lose these businesses. So we have to help them out. Museums, bookstores, next chapter. Stop on by. Help these guys out any way you can. Nightingale, eatlocalminnesota.com, restaurant of the week. 7 deaths from COVID-19 were reported by Minnesota health authorities on Thursday, along with 697 newly lab-confirmed infections of the novel coronavirus that causes the infectious disease. The daily counts in the Minnesota Department of Health brought totals of the pandemic to 1,685 deaths and 62,993 known infections, including 56,346 people who've recovered and are no longer considered infection risks. Updated county data showed continued variations in the spread of the virus in Minnesota, with changing rates potentially influencing local decision-making on school reopenings and restructuring of long-term care facilities. Southwestern, Lincoln, Murray, and Pipestone counties had sharp declines in their rates of the new infections per 1,000 people in the two-week period ending August 1st. Now, that's good, but those counties couldn't have gotten much worse than they were. I mean, Lincoln County specifically was having a really hard time. But that's good. That's good. Those rates are down. Red Lake County saw its rate double to 32 cases per 10,000 people in that two-week period, pushing it into a new category, which state recommends all distance learning for its middle and high school students. New cases rated in Hennepin and Ramsey counties were both above 20, meaning a recommendation of blended in-class and online learning for K-12 students. The number of infections in Minnesota involving healthcare workers exceeded 7,000 for the first time Thursday, though the number was inflated by recent change in the definition of that. If the person's sick... Now, wait a minute here. Are you really sick, or is this a verbiage issue? Grammar doctor here. Let me determine. I have no idea if you're really sick, but do me a – all right, let me check out here. All right, go there, there, and there. Do me a your, okay? When do you use then and when do you use than? All right, good. All right, we're good. My grammar doctors. The state reported that 308 people with COVID-19 were hospitalized as of Thursday. Hopefully the grammar doctors aren't looking after these people. 154 needed intensive care due to breathing problems and other complications. The 7 deaths reported Thursday included the Washington County resident in their 50s age range, a Hennepin County resident in their 40s age range. Washington County resident, the others involved Minnesotan 70 and older. More than 80% of all COVID deaths in Minnesota have been the elderly age range. You know, the greatest generation. You know, the greatest generation. That, them, yeah. That seems to be the group that they, the Republicans have no problem in. Yeah. All right. So, we haven't talked to Minneapolis police since Monday.
God.
So, do we need another example that the Minneapolis Police Department has got rules in place that show they're just horribly ineffective at regulating horrific behavior by police officers on the police force? Do we need any more? I mean, obviously, George Floyd. Not only George Floyd, but remember, Bob Kroll. Yeah, that Bob Kroll. Johnny Mustache. Bob Kroll, the walking mustache, he insisted that those guys should get their jobs back. Remember that? I remember that. He also said something about him and the Senate Majority Leader working to usurp the governor. I have no idea what that all is all about. I still, you know, it sounds kind of loopy. But maybe we should ask Paul Gazelka about that. Maybe we should. Anywho, that was that whole letter that former Chief Harteau released to the public. We have had Jamar Clark. We have had other African-Americans killed. We had Justine DeMond. I mean, she was shot. We have had horrific cases of injustice. We have a Minneapolis police force, which at times seems to be non-existent, like they're not answering calls. Like they've turned their back. And we've had the police union come on out and talk in the most vicious, mean-spirited way about the people of Minneapolis, the people that they wear a badge that says protect and serve, talking about, I don't want my children going into a grocery store in Minneapolis with those people. Dear Lord. But yet, if we needed another example of how blanked up the Minneapolis Police Department is, former Minneapolis police officer who was fired for decorating a Christmas tree with racially insensitive items 2 years ago has won his job back through arbitration. The racist Christmas tree guy got his job back. The racist Christmas tree guy. Now, about Seagate. There's a business. And I know Seagate. I know you love when I bring up your name. But I'm just using you as a general business. Say you had an employee who, during the holiday times, decided to put up a Christmas tree in their cubicle. Might have rules about that, might not. But you allow it. And then you notice, hey, that employee has decorated that tree in a fairly racially insensitive manner. You're fired. Would anyone be saying, wait a minute, that guy needs his job back? No. He made a racist Christmas tree in his workplace. Arbitrale ruled that Mark Bonsack, I almost said that the wrong way, and maybe I should say that the wrong way. I'm going to ask Patrick. Patrick, can I say that in the aggressive and sweary type of manner or no?
Depends on the use of language.
Well, you know, like, you know, well, I probably can. Mark Bonsack was wrongly terminated by the department in connection with the November 2018 incident in which he and another former officer, Brandy Steberg, decorated a tree in the lobby of the 4th Precinct Station with a pack of menthol cigarettes, a can of Steel Reserve malt liquor, police tape, a bag of Takis, and a cup from Popeye's Louisiana Chicken. Bonsack was ordered to serve 320-hour suspension without pay, or about 2 months, officials said. Minneapolis Police Department spokesman John Elder on Wednesday confirmed that Bonsack was back at the department and Steberg was not, but declined to give further details, saying he couldn't discuss personal matters. Oh, you can. You just don't want to. Details of the arbitration proceedings weren't immediately available, including whether Bonsack will receive back pay and benefits from the day he was fired. Department officials at the time described the incident as a prank, but it's not a prank. He was engaged in racism with the badge on in the police precinct. That wasn't a prank. He's a jackass. And this guy got his job back. This guy got his job back. This guy got his job back. You need to completely tear the entire system down and rebuild it. I didn't say defund it, but you have got to change something here, because you can't have a guy who, while on duty, while in the office, in a place which is designated to be representative of the entire workplace, make a racist statement like that. It wasn't a harmless prank. The best you can say is he's a complete and total moron that shouldn't have a job sweeping the floors, let alone carrying a freaking gun. If this guy's judgment is this bad, how in the hell can we trust him on the streets? Something tells me we're going to have a case where this guy, racist Christmas tree guy, shoots someone at some point. Oh, don't worry, though. At the end of the day, he gets to drive 50 miles out into the country where some guy gets to live at his house or wherever he lives at. I'm going to presume he lives. I'm going to just make an assumption he lives out in the suburbs someplace away from the city, and where people are, I thought that was kind of funny. As a white guy that doesn't understand racial problems whatsoever, I think what you did was pretty hilarious. What the hell, man? God. While on leave, Bonsack and Steberg continue to collect pay for months. How is this even possible? I mean, seriously, how is this even possible? How can we have this point? And I get all these conservatives, that friends of mine, that post up, like, you need to salute the police at all times. They always talk with absolutes. And I'll be the first to say, most police departments are brilliant. Most police departments are brilliant. I live in the city of Hopkins. Hopkins has got great police. They have great police. The surrounding suburbs, they've got great police. St. Paul, for the most part, has got great police. They don't have nearly the problems that other places do. But you've got this case where Minneapolis, there is a culture there that has been, it sure clearly appears to be have been created by the police union, which basically says that you have to allow this kind of behavior. I have to believe most police departments would have laws in place that would say, nope, the racist Christmas tree guy is gone. We're not going to buy him back. Arbitration will not help you. That's that. But the way that the rules are written for the Minneapolis Police Department is racist Christmas tree guy gets his job back. Seriously, you clearly have to tear down the entire thing and start from scratch. And that starts with a background check and mental fitness exam for every single member of the Minneapolis Police Department. That's where you start. Background checks and mental fitness exams. And the reality is, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't give me my gun. Don't give me my gun. I'm a Minneapolis cop. God, this is just a mess. It's a mess. Let's take a break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment, real estate, wills, taxes, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coding science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
From the Hill, Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Kamala Harris has said she would change the dietary guidelines of this country to reduce the amount of red meat the Americans can eat. Crowd boos. Vice President, well, I've got some red meat for you. We're not going to let Joe Biden and Kamala Harris cut America's meat. Okay. Next up, my missionary position. There you go. Oh, God, don't talk anymore. Shut up, Pence. Like I said, he's, you know, if you want something a little less white and a little less stiff, go with the yacht. 952-946-6205. Let's take this out. Lies, it's churches. Love this song. Love this song. Have a good one. We are back on a Friday. Till then, see ya.